A busy day in Washington, D.C.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The Capitol's humming today with President Obama hosting the White House Jobs Summit and Ben Bernanke seeking another term as Federal Reserve Chair as he goes before the Senate Banking Committee. Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports on the great Bernanke debate.
Even Ben Bernanke's many defenders in the Senate say they have some tough questions. Why did he lend banks so much interest-free money? Why did he bail out insurance giant AIG?
Congress is very concerned about the Fed when there are problems. Most of the time, they don't give a damn.
Alan Meltzer has written a history of the Fed that comes out next month.
Now there's unhappiness, partly based upon errors that the Fed made and partly based upon just public complaints about the fact that things are not working the way the public would like them to work.
Despite the anger, most Fed watchers, like Meltzer and like Columbia Business School's Frederick Mishkin, expect Bernanke to be reconfirmed.
I'd rather have somebody who goes out there, really makes the tough decisions. If you instead do what actually was done during the 1930s when the Federal Reserve did nothing, we ended up with a depression.
Ben Bernanke's current chairmanship expires at the end of January. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
One of the companies the government bailed out was Bank of America. Now B of A says it'll raise money in the coming days so it can repay the Treasury about $45 billion. That would help the bank's recruiting effort. It's looking for a successor to CEO Ken Lewis and would like to be free from government restrictions on what it can pay its new leader. The news of Bank of America's repayment is boosting European bank stocks this morning. Overall, European markets are up almost 1%, and Asian markets bounded up even more than that today. Yesterday, Wall Street drifted. The Dow edged down 19 points and closed at 10,453. I mentioned European banks a moment ago. Today, the European Central Bank is taking steps to see if those lenders are ready to stand on their own. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Like the Fed, the ECB has been flooding its banking system with cash, to good effect. Its cheap loans have helped stave off economic collapse. But today could be a turning point. Many economists believe that the bank will signal the beginning of the end of this emergency lending. Graham Mather heads the European Policy Forum. He says ECB officials feel the recovery is well underway, and they're now fretting about the perils of inflation.
They aren't going to take any risks with inflation, and they would rather start the tightening now than risk things getting out of control later in 2010.
But the bank is walking a tightrope. Today, the rating agency Standard & Poor's identified another problem, stimulus dependency. It says that as central banks withdraw their special support, European companies could face a funding shortfall worth $1.5 trillion. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And it's official. Comcast said this morning it will pay almost $14 billion to buy a majority of NBC Universal from General Electric. We will see how government regulators react to what would be America's biggest entertainment company.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Bank of America, which has begun a 10-year, $1.5 trillion investment in low to moderate income communities, and is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs such as Marketplace Money, visit AmericanPublicMedia.org.
For those aspiring college students who got their applications in promptly, the early acceptance letters are starting to show up in the mailbox. It is such a weird college market right now. Enrollment keeps on rising, even though tuition keeps going up at a time when people can least afford it. Marketplace's economics correspondent Chris Farrell is here to explain it. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. And Bill, I have to tell you, I am living this right now because my youngest has been accepted to college. It's a wonderful day, but now I have to think about how to pay for it.
Yes. Okay, well then maybe you can explain this to me, Chris. How can it be that tuitions keep rising like they are, but enrollment is rising right along with it?
College enrollment is a socially acceptable form of unemployment. You know, it's a terrible job market. So even though most people graduate from high school now do go on to college, those numbers are even bigger than before. So that's one aspect of it. The other aspect, though, is take a look at these colleges and universities. Their endowments have been devastated. State funding has been cut, so their finances are terrible. And so what are they doing? They're raising tuition.
And, you know, this economy may or may not turn around by graduation time. What kind of student loan burdens are these young people going to be facing?
You know, I'm really worried about this. I think the student loan debt burden is, you know, it's coming close to a crisis. I mean, I just can't come up with a scenario over the next couple of years of a lot of job growth in this economy. Mm-hmm. Secondly, here's the most disturbing number that anyone can contemplate. Since 2000, the real wage of young college graduates has fallen after you adjust for inflation. So I don't know about you, but here's the basic mathematics. You borrow more, you earn less. That's a recipe for trouble.
Do you think the model we have now for college financing is sustainable or is it changing?
I don't think it's sustainable. And I think that's what the Great Recession has really pointed out, that this model of high tuition, high student loan borrowing has reached its endpoint. The pendulum swung too far. No one disagrees that young people should own part of their education and pay for part of their education. But I think that we have reached a point where we need to rethink the model. And quite frankly, the public needs to support a college education more than it does right now. Families and young people are tapped out.
Marketplace's economics correspondent, right in this particular pickle, Chris Farrell. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
And finally, the head of investment banking at Barclays Capital would like his son's teacher fired. According to the Telegraph newspaper, Skip McGee claims a history teacher at his kid's private high school in Houston told the class that Barclays and Lehman Brothers profited from Lehman's bankruptcy and that all investment bankers are dishonest sleazeballs. McGee wants the teacher, the headmaster, and the upper school principal dismissed for the remarks, which he called, quote, leftist invective. This is Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.